Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome to the Dr. Tanji Show, the show that's truly founded on kingdom principles, a show that's designed with you in mind, a show that's going to help you get from where you are to where you want to be. It's a show packed with people that stop by and answer the proverbial question, how did I get here? But today's show is a little different, as you can tell. And of course, we've got Niles and KJ and two other special guests. Hey, guys.
Another day, another show.
All right. We are continuing our discussion, right, on love and relationships. And Niles, at some point in the show, is going to give us a tidbit of what it means to be in love with yourself. And while identifying singleness, KJ, I'm going to yield the floor to you, and you introduce your special guest, and then I'll introduce my special guest.
All righty. I just want everybody to give a round of applause and get the clapping emojis up.
For
my best friend, my girl, my SO, Miss Emily, right here on the corner, right here. Everybody give it up to her. She's my girlfriend. So we're going to be debunking the kingdom ideology about dating while Niles handles singleness. So I pass it back to you, Tanji.
All right. Now, this is my husband, Stacy.
Hello.
Hey, Stacy. Hey.
All right. So last week, we entered into the discussion on love and relationships, and we were kind of, you know, figuring out or rediscovering what real love is. I had my mentor and spiritual son, Ronald Davis, on, and his wife, Unique, and they kind of shedded some light and gave us a sneak behind the scenes of what their marriage is and how they met and all that good stuff. So we're just going to finish up that part of the series, but we're going to delve a little bit further. We're operating in honesty, openness, and sincerity, right?
Yeah. That's what we do. That's what we do.
So whatever you ask, Niles, we're going to answer truthfully when we get to that part.
I know how to sniff it out if you guys aren't being honest. I know how to sniff it out.
You know how to sniff it out. All right. So I'm going to ask the question, KJ, Emily, how did you guys meet?
You want to take it over a bit, or you want me to?
Doesn't matter. I can.
You go.
Yeah.
I'll just start. So we met on a dating app. It's kind of like Christian Tinder in a way. A Christian Tinder dating app called FTH. And then when we matched with each other, and then I slid in and I said, what's your favorite Twix, right or left Twix? And she responded left. And that's how the conversation started. You want to take it over?
Yes. So after that, I asked him if I could see his dog, Ginger. So his number. Because right away, I was really open with him. I had this feeling. Really open. We just getting to know each other and playing some games and started as like a friendship. And then after, I think.
About a month, and we just started like FaceTiming and just like actually getting to know each other. And from there, everything just you know, click. Well, I'm going to just say this. I said, like, oh, you want to watch a movie on Zoom? And next thing you know, she thought it was a date. I was like, I just wanted to hang out. And next thing you know.
That's a COVID date.
Yeah. Because I was watching Zoom movies with my friends. And I was like, oh, let's watch a movie. And here we are. And that's how I started.
I love stories like that. Ours was a little bit unconventional. I was in Atlanta, Georgia, right? And I had two boys in the truck with me, on the phone with my girlfriend, Doris. She was about to have prayer. I looked to my right, and this bald-head man with the prettiest teeth was at the traffic light. I said, hold on one second. So I told my son, let your window down. He lets the window down. My kid in the back is screaming, no, no, please don't do it. Please, Mom. You're going to make yourself look bad. I said, well, you know what? I'm going to look real bad. Excuse me, sir. You are so handsome. And
when I said, do you want my phone number?
I said, absolutely. Literally, I wanted to call him that day. But, you know, my son said, no, don't be too eager. I said, okay, but I think you called me.
Yeah, I called her the next day. Oh. And it was that following from a Friday. And that following day, we went to breakfast on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And we spent all day together.
All day together. Yeah.
And we knew then that it was something special.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's how we met. Real love. Versus TV love.
Okay.
Take it away, sir.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. All right, real love versus TV love. Now, TV love is my man always smells like melted hot cinnamon butter, even when he's funky, okay? Real love is when you can fart in the bed with one another. I mean, just let it roar, and that's real. And you guys still love each other. That's real love. You don't run from it. TV love is perfect. It's a fairy tale. And what it does is it gives you a fantastical version of love, like the Notebook. It's beautiful, but don't set your eyes on love being that way all the time. You will have beautiful times. You will have beautiful moments, but it won't last throughout. You'll have beautiful times, bad times, good times, all that. You have to make sure that you sail and you're in it together. That's the beauty in it, that you guys are in it together and you're building together. Committed and ready to take on challenges because we are all imperfect. There's no such thing as TV love. You are dealing with two very separate people who come with their own set of issues from childhood until now. And you feed into each other. You build each other up. That's why it's important to build yourself up while you're single, because if you didn't build yourself up, then how could you help build someone else up? So yes. Yeah, real love is consistent, it's forgiving, it's enduring. Real love is complete because both of you guys come together and choose not to give up on one another, regardless of the situation. And that's what's beautiful about real love. What do you guys think?
Wonderful.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Seriously.
Yeah. I was being honest about the passing gas, okay? Because some people leave each other for that. Okay, that's honesty, and you have to know each other and all of that. So you have to see that other side that you don't want to see, and you have to smell that other side that you don't want to smell. Mm.
Someone get him.
Lock him up.
But you're absolutely right, though. You know, I really do have to piggyback off of what you're saying, because oftentimes we do skew the two. It is, you know, TV love is beautiful. It is. It's romanticized in such a way. Hollywood does a beautiful, or Georgia, does a really good job in laying that out. But you're absolutely right. If you don't have that commitment, if you don't have the responsibility that comes with love, something's awry there, and you got to make certain that that foundation is solid.
Yes. And it is a responsibility, you know, to yourself, to one another, and to God.
Absolutely.
That's why it's so important to be single and to really take care of yourself during that time before you meet that other person, because that's the time when you're working on you. When you bring in that someone else, now you're taking care of a whole other person now. including yourself. So
yeah,
now you have to learn the balance. So yeah, that's why it's super important to like, hey, let me just work on me. And if they come, they come. If they don't come, they don't come. But at least I'm working on myself.
Yeah. And although you're working on yourself, you also need to learn how to be selfless, because it's not always about you. It's not always about your needs, your wants, your desires. You also have another person that's included in your life now. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I guess with that, I'm going to go ahead and segue into singleness. So we're going to start with that. When it comes to singleness, you have to learn how to be a partner to yourself first. How well do you work with yourself? How much do you like yourself? How well do you satisfy your own needs and take care of business when you have to? If you can't do it with yourself, then why would you think that you can do it with someone else? Don't wait on anybody else. Don't put the work on your future partner if you are even able to find a solid partner. Because if you don't do the work, then most likely you may bump into what you don't need, or you know, that person who is probably not meant for you. And if you find something that you do need and that suits you, you better make sure you're ready. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. This is a time for self-reflection, a time to heal your wounds and analyze who you are. This is a time to embrace your relationship with yourself, but also God. You got to start to understand yourself. If you don't know your heart, then it's hard to know, you know, what kind of relationship will work for you. And it also is very, very difficult to try to figure out like what your actual needs are. But once again, just don't make sure that your needs are selfish. There are such things as, you know, having needs that you satisfy and then having needs that someone else satisfies. So don't put too much on the other person. You want to make sure that you come in a solid place before, you know, trying to get involved, you know, with someone else and bringing your mess and that person's mess together. Because if, you know, you don't have that balance, then explosion.
Oh, yes.
I know one thing that when me and Emily began talking, she introduced me to a series called Relationship Goals with Michael Todd. He really broke down like singleness and like, okay, are we ready to be in a relationship? Are we mentally sound? And I know that after each sermon, we always ask each other like, okay, what's up? Are you ready? Am I ready? We have to ask those internal questions and make sure like, okay, where are each other's values right now? And if we mm-hmm. can coexist, I'm like, babe, you probably want to take over here.
You also have to be very honest with yourself, because a lot of the times we want to present this glorified version of ourselves to the world, or sometimes we create a distorted, you know, reality when it comes to self-image and who we actually are and how we actually are. So if we're not honest with ourselves and we don't do that self-evaluation or self-reflection, then, you know, how do you know exactly where you stand, what you need to augment, what you need to change, maybe tweak a little? You know, if you don't do that, you're going to run from situation to situation to situation, carrying the same baggage and having the same issues and the same response. There's a lot of people who put everything that transpires in a relationship or every reason why it didn't work out is on the other person. And like, as long as we're living, as long as we're breathing on this earth, and we also serve God, we are imperfect. Therefore, we have issues and things that we need to work on. Now, if you go from relationship to relationship thinking that way, then you're not going to get your desired result.
Yep. Absolutely. In that singleness, I would also challenge or champion anyone who is really kind of peeling back the layers of who they are, why they were born, what were they born to do, what's your ability, what's your purpose. That is that time then, so that when you walk into that relationship, you know, you're not looking for someone to complete you. You're already complete. Mm-hmm. And that's the beautiful thing about being single and still having a singleness, even when you're married. We really do operate in singleness and in together, because I like to dance with my eyes closed. I may just strike out and start dancing with my eyes closed. For me, that's a singleness. For me, Stacey, on the other hand, doesn't like to dance with his eyes closed.
what I like to do is listen to my music with no eye around, and that gives me my own identity away from time.
Mm. Oh, away from Tanji.
He likes reggae. I like.
Oh, you like reggae?
No,
yes.
Right.
Oh my God. All he does is reggae. And when I'm listening to, you know, what, Naughty by Nature sometimes, he things you didn't know about Dr.
Another thing that
we should have a segment like, okay, do we who knows who really knows Dr. Tanji?
Yeah, like who is Tanji?
Dana,
you know, we certain things slip out and we're like, man, like I didn't know that about Tanji.
That's part of that singleness, you know. How can I really give him the best version of me if I don't know me?
That's
you
know, true.
I don't want him to say, what, you like rap music? You didn't tell me that. I love it. I really do.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. Seriously, Niles, because you really are, I won't say our poster child, but you're getting it right. So when you find her, you already know that you found a good thing, right? And I'll take favor of the Lord. So
yeah. And I'm trying, you know, I have, you know, my issues and things, you know, such as other people. That's where the honesty comes in. Because there's no such thing as a perfect person, and we're never going to get it right. So you need to admit that to yourself first. You ain't perfect, and you will never be perfect.
Use the word perfect. I'm sorry, JJ. You know, when he says that perfect word, use perfect in the sense of maturity.
Maturity.
You're looking, absolutely. If you're looking maturity, at the world say it, you won't find that person without a flaw.
For
if
sure.
You're mature in everything you say and everything you do,
responsibility, maturity, accountability, it all fuses together.
That makes you perfect. Absolutely.
So that's what I mean when it says perfect, you know. But also sometimes we hold people to standards that we don't even hold ourselves to. So
that's what's very important about relationships, because it's an expectation. It's like, what's your expectation for me? What's your expectation for this relationship? And I know that Emily and I, in the beginning, we were like, okay, what do you expect me to do as a boyfriend, as this title? And I had to ask her the same question. What do you expect from this relationship? I just want to know that I adhere to your expectations. And so, and also, also expectation, you're not telling me also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's real.
It is. Yeah.
Man, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, just like, you know, when it comes to singleness, embrace the idea of spending time with yourself, you know, finding out what you like. Like you just said, you like reggae music and, he likes reggae music. You like hip hop. Like, figure out what it is that makes you tick, that what it is that you enjoy. Because there's also a lot of people who are like, oh, I'm looking for somebody else to have fun. Have fun by yourself first.
Then
when you get together, you're going to have a blast. You're going to start listening to all different kinds of music, rap, reggae, and you're going to start jamming, you know, to each other's songs and so on, because you're embracing, you know, something new, something different, and keep your mind open to one another. It's not just about you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know,
yes.
I think it's everything about each other and yourself. Yeah.
Wow. I think for me and KJ, we have this balance, because even though we are dating, we're still single, you know, and so we have this balance of spending time together and also separate times to spend on ourselves. So we are still separately independent of each other. So that's really important about single.
Wow. Well said, well spoken. Absolutely.
For sure. So I have another question for everybody. What is it that goes into a relationship? What really goes on in a relationship, and what goes into it? How do you make one work?
That's a good question.
Very good question.
Yeah. Honest, open, and sincerity, right? That's what we're doing here, right?
That's what we do.
This is my second marriage.
Mine too.
And the second marriage. I was 19 years old when I first married, right? I was a mother at 16. You know my story. I was at 19, I had two children. At 21, I had three. And all of that time, it was just about rearing those babies, you know, and making certain that I laid that foundation. At that particular time, I was so religious. I did everything with dogmatism. I did. And I had to, when my children became adults, I had to apologize for taking me to church for five times a week and then living I would live how I wanted to live, Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday, you couldn't beat me speaking in tongues or raising my hand. That's for another story. Anyway, what goes on in this particular marriage here is that I knew that I didn't want a divorce anymore. That's one thing. I knew that I got to fix me. I got to work on me. And working on me was, hey, Dad, what is it that you created me for? Would you show me how to love? And then he takes me to the scriptures. So I knew that the next time around, I am going to be very transparent, you know, and I'm not going to make it about me. It's not about me. And I had to learn that. I really did. This guy had such a way of just making me a better person, if that makes any sense. He pushes me to a level or to a dimension that I'm thinking sometimes, do you really like me like you say you do? Do you really love me, good man? I'm really tired, but he keeps telling me you can go on. There's some books in you, and you got this going and that going. I needed someone in my life like that. Not for validation, because he validates me. But I needed someone to walk with. I wanted to grow old with someone, you know?
What I've learned too over my second marriage is you got to put God first, then yourself, then your wife, then your family, then your friends. If you put that in that order, you're going to be really in good shape. And your marriage is going to blossom. And you will always see your wife as what God sees church.
Mm-hmm. Can you go through that hierarchy again so people like really understand what you're saying? God,
okay.
Make sure
God
you're
first,
good because,
then yourself, then your wife, then your friend, family, and then your friends. And that'll work.
Okay.
Blew my mind when he taught me that. Seriously.
Why do you think it's important for number two to put yourself? I think I know why, but let other people know why. Because as, you know, the household, the head of the household, you have to make sure that you're intact so you can give to everything else. But, you know, what's your take on that?
My take is because of who you are as a king, you have to rule your territory and make sure that everybody that's in your territory understands it. Get that?
Yes. Did everybody get that? Everybody? Okay. now, what about for like you guys, KJ, like for your relationship, like what is it that works for you? Like, how do you keep this thing going?
Hey, you want to answer that first?
Yeah. I believe communication is really, really important. I know what through relationship, all hearts and everything go through some discussions. Sometimes we get into nerves and need to talk throughout that. Sometimes we don't want to talk to each other. We just want to be on our own. But what is really important is us communicating how we're feeling and what thing we can work on. That's really important. I think that's what we want and that's what we are doing.
I think one major that's a big thing, communication, because like we've dodged a lot of arguments up front. It's like, this is what I'm feeling right now, and it's like, oh, why are you feeling like that? Because X, Y, and Z. And we just talk through. So like every time I'm like, okay, we're gonna get into an argument. Nope, we're just talking at this point. We're just having a conversation. We just being really open. We're just like, I'm not going to hide anything because like, if we do, it's going to come back later into a bigger argument. Then it's going to be like, oh, we're ruining our day, our week, perhaps, you know. And also what Mr. Stacy said with the whole hierarchy, we make sure that, hey, make sure God is number one in both of our lives.
Yes.
It's a balance when we're in a relationship. If Emily is like in tune, like talking to God more than I am, then it becomes a huge imbalance. And then it becomes like, oh, am I good enough and all that? It becomes like another issue.
So off of what you just said, and this is for everyone, how do you have disputes and argue in a way that is productive and conducive to, you know, you guys moving forward, your progression? Because learning how to like disagree and argue like that, ooh, that's what a lot of us struggle with. So like, how do you guys handle that? Especially when you're under the same roof. I mean, you can get irritated with each other and so on. Like, how do you do it responsibly?
Yeah, we can answer together.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, okay.
He said, "You want me to answer?" I'm like, "Yeah, we can answer together." We normally don't argue, and I know that sounds just really far fetched, but this year marks my 29th year of being cancer free. I just don't want to spend my time arguing. Thank you about something that won't matter 10 minutes from now. If that makes any sense. So when I see that he's saying something that I just don't like, I just start singing. I do. And he knows that, you know what? Let me chill out, because she's singing. So that's my cue to just chill out. And we fight fair. It matters, because at the end of the day, we made a vow. We've got to get on our knees and pray every night. We don't miss a night praying together on our knees. That's so important. Because that's our time with him, and then we're winding up the evening or what have you. But, we just try not to argue.
And then we also, too, we have a word that we use, and we started using and when we first got married. And it's a Spanish word. It means chill. It's called camada.
Camada.
And I use that word with her when she is on.
Okay. So that's like a way of regulating as well. You got to regulate as well. Okay. Yes. I like that. Okay.
Absolutely. Hey, out there, I'm Dr. Scott. In here, I'm Mrs. Harris. And I'm submissive to my husband. And I love being submissive. And that submissiveness doesn't mean that he's over me. It merely means that we agree that at the end of the day, at the end of that conversation, if he's lining up with him, I'll follow him wherever he goes. Mm. If he's not lining up with what I read every morning or what I study, we got a problem. We got a problem.
That's awesome. That's awesome to hear. So, for people who do experience like arguing, like what are some tips you have for them? Like how do they, you know, move forward maybe without arguing, or like how do they argue in a healthy way? Because, you know, there is a way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Don't fight to be heard. Don't fight to be heard. Don't fight to be heard. Whoever has the floor, let them talk. And don't just hear them with these, hear them. And listen with this. Listen with empathy and compassion.
Wow.
When he left. Wow. I'm sorry, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
No. I was just repeating what you were saying. Don't talk to be heard. Wow.
No, okay. Don't fight to be heard. Well, he left and went to see his mom one weekend. And we weren't into it. It's just that, you know, I wanted to kind of have my way. He wanted to have his way. And we left on good terms, but I missed him. I longed for him so badly. And we'd already made up, you know. We'd already said, you know what? I was wrong. Apologize quick, real quick, even if you're not wrong, even if you think you're not wrong, still apologize. How many people have left home thinking that their husband or their wives or their girlfriends or what have you was going to go to the store and come right back, and God forbid, didn't? Do you want that to be the last thing that you remembered about the relationship?
That's true. That's
absolutely
true.
Not. Oh, yes. Absolutely not.
Yeah,
that's real.
I would have to agree 100%. Listening, that's a big thing, because the same respect that you would want when you're giving your point of view, you would have to give that to your significant other or just anybody in general. That solves 99% of the problem when it comes down to arguing.
Okay. That's those are some good gems right there, man. Like, make people think. That's when you have to like put yourself in the back seat, you know, sometimes and let go of your pride and your ego. Because I've learned, like, when you get offended, that's literally like your ego and your pride, you know, for the most part. You know, and you're gonna I feel like sometimes you're just going to offend each other even when you don't even mean to. Sometimes we take things out of context, or we may take things, you know, a certain way. But we have to remember, like, love is about forgiveness.
Yes.
Like, you have to forgive each other on a consistent basis, sometimes every day. You know, that's true love, not TV love. Okay. Well, I guess TV love too, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's how you keep love going. That's how you keep relationships, you know, moving forward. I have one last question. I have one last question before we get into trivia. Okay. How has society altered your perception of what a relationship or a marriage looks like or should be?
You guys want to start? Mine's real short. It hasn't.
Oh, it hasn't?
It has not. And okay. I'm being open, honest, and sincere. Because think about this thing. There's only one person that orchestrated love, and that was our creator. There's only one person that orchestrated relationship. When you find your work first, everything else, relationship is real easy. You remember when God put Adam in the garden? What did he tell him to do? Work. He didn't say go find Eve. He didn't say make certain that you're a good husband for Eve. He says work. So when you find your work, relationships are real easy because you're so busy in doing your work and being the work that you're supposed to be that your relationship, it just complements what you do. Get pregnant with an idea and find a woman that will bring that baby forth.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. And a man, woman and man, for everybody listening. Woman and man.
Yes. Because there's only one man, right?
Oh, yes.
They're humans, but one man.
KJ, what about you guys? Has it, like, you know, shaped or changed your perspective of what marriage or relationships are?
I would say in the very beginning of like dating, I had a skewed relationship. I was like, oh, it's gonna be all rainbows and just
there we go. That's that TV love right there.
That's that TV love. But like, as I grew up, I was like, oh no, like life still goes on. Life doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that Emily always tells me is like, oh, stop comparing yourself with other relationships because we're unique.
Mm-hmm.
Situation. We're not dealing with what other people are dealing with, you know? So what TV could be showing you a moment of what love is, not the entire cycle. So you have to be very cognizant of, like, okay, this can only be like a fraction of what it is. They could have an argument on the next one, and they can be sad on this part. They can be happy again, but they don't know they're sad. It's like, you don't know what's going on, the full picture. So you need to stop comparing with everybody and just be
comparing,
this relationship right now.
Yeah, because comparing can destroy.
Yeah.
One thing that I think, society is normal with right now is about sex. I know it's a subject that people don't really talk about, but me and KJ, we want not to have sex during our dating season, you know, and because every time you have an intimacy with anybody, you create a soul. And you save the soul tie for everything. So if you keep intimacy with everybody you date, you're going to have soul tie. So you're going to be, when you go and find the right person, soul ties a lot of baggage on you. So that's, you know, yes.
Yeah, you're giving, technically, you're giving like a piece of yourself to everyone who you deal with to walk away with.
I'm gonna say this. You know, I'm gonna say this and be honest with people. It's rough. It's rough.
Thank you for that.
I'm being like, we won't be honest. It's rough because like we live in a society where like, oh, sex this, sex that. Oh my gosh, touch that. Like, whoa, 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 whoa. And now now we are a relationship that's like, oh no, we want to be celibate. That's it's rough, you know.
I mean, it's normalized but taboo at the same time. That's what's crazy. It
doesn't make any sense because like sex is in the Bible a whole lot.
Yeah,
sex is good. God created sex. It's good, but only when you're under the covenant of God. That's my word. You know, that's what we're doing.
It's not easy. I didn't get a hand clap there.
Oh, wait. I'm just looking at her the entire time. Like I can't.
Yeah, it's not. Wow. But because he created, he gave us strength in everything, so we need to focus as always turn to him in a step.
Okay.
Man, this is some good stuff that people are doing, including myself.
Yes.
So like, man, we learn from like all different aspects, like single, relationship, dating. We go through the whole process from beginning to end. That's what people need to hear. That's what I need to hear. Everybody. So this is trivia time. Okay, let's see how well you guys know each other. And I'm gonna start with this because I think this is just an interesting question. When did you know that moment where you said, "All right, he is for me, she is for me"? You know, is it something that they said, something that they did? Did you see that twinkle in their eye? What was it?
That's a good one. For me, I don't know about you, but for me, when we had breakfast the next day, I got ready to order. My favorite place to eat breakfast is IHOP. I love, love, love IHOP. I really do. And I'm used to just placing my order, you know, being nice to the person that waits on us or what have you. I got ready to place an order. Stacy says, "She's not ready yet." I said, "Oh, yes, he's the one."
Oh, man.
Because someone had finally took control over something that was just that small. But it mattered to me. I like that.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Stacy?
Well, my first thought is when I seen her, I knew that my next wife would find me. And when she when she looked over me and told me, "You're so handsome," I knew then that I have to get to know who she was.
Wow.
There at first moment.
Wow.
She made you feel like a king from the beginning. I like that.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. What about you, KJ and Emily?
Well, I think for me, it's kind of different from usually here, God told me through a lot of dreams that he was the one. I wasn't looking for one. God actually told me he was the one. And I think he did the same thing with him. So we knew that we were each other meant supposed to be with each other because God was telling us to be with each other through dreams because God communicates with us through dreams.
Mm-hmm.
I think when we first saw each other on the beach, I think a few weeks ago, that was like the moment. Like, it was like the it. Like, hey, I'll go with him wherever he's going because I know God is leading him. So if he's leading him, then I'll follow.
Let me tell you one thing that I was like, I think one time I was like doubting myself and like she looked at me on FaceTime and said, "What are you doing?" And like she said, no. You're gonna get up out of that. And I was like, "Yeah, yes, ma'am. Yeah, okay. I'm good. And because like for me, that moment was very important because she saw me. She saw me, and like that was like a moment. Like, okay,
this wow,
wow,
you're right there. You're able to
that's
see
real
baby stuff. My BS. It's Tanji likes to call it.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Beautiful. All right. Absolutely
so,
beautiful.
Yeah. So I'm going to start off with something simple for you guys. Favorite color? Tanji, Stacy, one another. What's his favorite color? And what's his, and vice versa?
Okay. His favorite color is blue. What's my favorite color?
Red.
Is that correct? That's correct, yeah. Right there. Okay, all right. That's 1 point. What about KJ and Emily? You guys better know this, okay?
Her favorite color.
She got stress on you. Okay. Oh, okay.
And he's red.
That's crazy. See, that's sign, sealed, delivered, baby. That's it. That's it for you guys right there. Okay. All right. Favorite dish.
Chicken marsala for Tanji.
Fried chicken for Stacy.
Okay. Okay. What about KJ anyway?
Pizza for KJ.
She likes Happy Burger.
Oh. Okay. Okay. That was specific. Okay. Okay. But hey, here's the thing. What does she like from Happy Burger?
That's a char burger.
But what does she get on it? You don't know. You're messing up. You're messing up, KJ. You're just messing up.
I can't with you right now, Niles.
Okay, cool. This is a little different. Favorite designer.
Favorite designer?
Favorite designer, like, you know, designer.
Oh, designer.
Yes.
Oh. Ooh. I know, right?
Oh, a zinger.
That's tough. Red body shoes.
Red body shoes. Okay. Okay.
He is so simple. Anything with Broncos. Anything really? With the Broncos. Yeah, he's a Bronco.
So you're a Broncos fan, Denver
Broncos. Yeah. We won't hold it against him.
Okay. Okay. Okay, what about KJ and Emily?
Yep, we ain't talk about designers yet.
We haven't talked about it, but if I had to pick her style, I would say like some sort of sundress of some sort. Am I right? No? No? Yes. I'm gonna say yes.
Man, you basically telling her what you want her to wear. Stop lying, KJ.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Always socks. Spence, he goes to the beach with socks.
Yeah.
Socks. Okay.
I'm weird.
Okay.
Just expose.
Favorite junk food.
What did you say? For you?
That would be.
Ooh, pistachio ice cream. Yeah, pistachio ice cream. Yeah. You know mine?
Yeah.
What?
Your ice cream?
No, my favorite junk.
Oh, shit, everything. She loves junk. She loves junk food.
Oh, man, that's funny.
I really do like junk food.
That's probably the best thing I've heard on Dr. Tommy in a long time.
That's funny. We learned something else. What about you guys?
She likes caramel ice cream, and I know she really loves chocolate.
Chocolate, okay.
Well, KJ, everything is that sweet. He loves sweets, so... Everything that's sweets, like milkshake, ice cream, sports, everything.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Here's another question. Did your partner have a nickname as a child, or do they have a nickname that stems from childhood? Or what is their nickname? And not from you, but they got from family and growing up.
I know one. Pootie.
Yeah.
Pootie.
Pootie. Yeah. Her mother calls her Pootie.
My mother calls me Pootie.
Okay. Okay.
I know your nickname. I'm sorry.
I don't have one.
I didn't think you did.
You don't have one?
Yeah. Okay. Stace.
Yeah, Stace.
But, oh, Stace. Okay. Okay. And you never had one growing up? Like, they didn't call you, like, you know, the green mean, you know, machine, nothing like that? Okay. Okay. All right. What about KJ and Emily? Did you guys have nicknames? Well, not did you guys, but do you know what nicknames are?
It was M, Millie, Mill. Is that all? I think that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. KJ, I know I call his first name, and I don't think anybody calls him. I think just his grandma calls him Khalil. So.
Oh, Khalil?
Yeah.
Okay. KJ is my nickname. So.
It's his name.
Yeah. Oh, God. I was about to say that, KJ. okay, so what country would your partner like to visit that they haven't visited?
No, mine is.
Jamaica. Yeah.
Jamaica. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. And mine?
Okay.
She wants to go to Tanzania.
Oh.
Yes.
She always talks about going to Tanzania, going to Africa, and delivering babies.
Okay. Okay. Any plans after COVID to visit either one?
You know, I want to really badly. It's just something about the people. I just fell in love with the culture. So we're looking at it. We're actually going to renew our vows, God's willing, next year. So awesome. In Jamaica.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. So that's awesome. So what part of Jamaica? There's like a lot of people go to Montego Bay and Ocho Rio. Is it going
to
be a different part?
We're going to go to Montego Bay to redo our vows, but I like to visit the whole island because I'm so into music from there. I want to see where it comes from.
Got you. Okay. And I have to ask this, since you guys just mentioned renewing your vows. How long have you guys been married? Let the people know.
14 years married, 15 together.
Oh, so, okay, a year. There we go. That's awesome. Okay. Yeah. All right. KJ, Emily.
Well, Emily has a giant list that she sent me of where she wants to go. So I'm just going to be naming a bunch of names right now. She said Bahamas. She said Cancun. She said London, Paris. Excuse me if I missed one. Cabo was one.
That's enough right there. If it's more than one,
that's
commendable.
That was good.
I didn't think he would remember.
Yeah, he listens to you. That's a good thing. Okay, he's not just zoning out when you talk. That's awesome.
I know one place we do want to go together is Brazil, which is my home.
Brazil. Okay.
Nice.
That's one place I want to go to. So. Okay. What is your partner's What is their most valuable achievement to them? Or one of them?
His patience. I say that because his patience is unbelievable. And I really want to be able to have that kind of characteristic, that kind of, hey, you know, this is what I'm known for. He's known for his patience, seriously.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you always have that, Stacey, or is something that was developed?
It was something that was developed over the years. I learned that if you listen to people and you become patient with them and you don't push them too much, that things will happen and will flow in the right direction. And I tell her all the time, because my wife wants to go and get it. And I tell her, you know, you have to stay in the middle. That will keep you focused to go into your next direction.
Awesome. Okay. KJ?
I know it would have to be moving from Brazil to America and also graduating from being able to graduate from high school and getting stepped in the school. Yeah.
I think for KJ, everything, like where he is now, all his hard work that he put into his career and his future and he's been through to where he is now, it's a really big achievement that he has.
Okay. And I think we skip Tanji and then we're going to wrap it up after this.
Her speaking, when she speaks, over the years, she's spoken at a lot of different events. When she speaks, to me, people listen. Because she has a word to say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I admire the most about her.
Wow. Okay. So that concludes this segment. People learned a lot about relationships, singleness, you know, marriage, everything. You guys were honest. You guys were straightforward. And you, it's obvious that you guys have been spending time to get to know each other. So
Thank you, Niles. Thank you so much. We could really go on and on because there's so much about relationships and love and all that good stuff. But hey, you got to stay interactive with us. We're at Dr. Tanji's show on all social medias. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you, KJ and Niles. Thank you, Emily. Thank you, Stace.
Thank you.
We did it, guys.
Yes, we did. Another show. And thank you, everybody, for being so vulnerable and upfront, because this is not easy. Thank you, guys.
I was sweating, bro. I was sweating.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad, right, KJ? You thought I was going to school.
I was a good question. I was ready for that.
Yeah, it wasn't too weird. Okay. But, yeah, once again, thank you guys for joining in. Thank you, you know, for tuning in and just sticking with us and continue to stick with us. Next week, we have Talk to Tanji, right, on Monday?
Yes, yes. I'm sorry. Okay. Monday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Rodina Daniels is going to answer the question and do the work on how to get to where she's going. Unbelievable guest. You got to stay with us, guys. She's doing the work so she can become the work later. Is that right, KJ?
working on that book. All right. Thank you, guys. Bye. See you next time. Peace.
You're listening to the Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott.